Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you called me and you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. It was you that took the initiative, and we just knew we have to surrender. And then you started working mightily, Lord, leading us, and then the wonderful experiences that came when we were obedient to your leading. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the beauty, for the wonders, the magnificence that we have experienced in your presence and in this new and better covenant. And we worship you for that, Lord. And we thank you this morning again as we get into the word, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for understanding, Father God, and motivation, Lord, as you just keep us on the path of righteousness in your presence and in the favor that you predestined us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It's Psalm 138, and it's verses 1 to 2. And it's the psalm is saying, I thank you, Lord, with all the passion of my heart. I worship you in the presence of angels. Heaven's mighty ones will hear my voice as I sing my loving praise to you. I bow down before your divine presence and bring you my deepest worship as I experience your tender love and your living truth. For your word and the fame of your name have been magnified above all else. Hallelujah. Amen. Your word and the fame of your name has been magnified above all else. Some translation says, for you, I've magnified, your word is magnified above your name. And it was something I couldn't understand, because what happened in my own life, I just knew there was a time that I was just arrested. I was arrested in my just giving up, going to bed and saying, Lord, I've tried to do this on my own. I can't. I need your help. And then in a dream where I knew, you know, I need to surrender and give my life to the Lord because I can't do it alone. And then in surrendering again, lifting up my hands, calling on the name of the Lord, then just experiencing God's power as evil spirits just left, and I was just overwhelmed with joy and peace and aware of God's leading. So there was nothing of the word here. It was surrender and then experiencing of God's, yeah, his name, who he is, you know. So when I just think of his name, if I think of it in a practical way, I surrendered to it, as I think we all had to, we all did. And then I was led, I knew, you know, there's something's happened in my life now, but I can't just stay here in the same circle and with the old friends. I need to move to a place where I can wake up to the goodness of God. The words were actually in my heart, and that day you need to go get washed, brainwashed. And I knew it was in a good sense, you know. I just got a whole lot of wrong things, worldly things in my head. But my heart is rejoicing, and my head doesn't know what's going on. And then I went up to the ministry and spent 3 years there at Elion Ministries in the Word. It was like my Garden of Eden, just getting to know my God. And then, you know, God showed me that there's nothing that he doesn't say that is not coming from the Spirit, that is not confirmed in the Word. And the love of the Word started coming. So I experienced, God called me. God was the God that called. And then I experienced power of deliverance. And then I experienced his leading. to submit and come as a babe, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word so as to grow thereby. And then I started, I'm seeing, you know, and loving the word because, yeah, so the worship, the calling is so important. Those that he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. He makes them right. In experiences, he leads. You follow. And then you lay off the flesh, the carnal attitudes and actions, and you put on the spiritual attitudes and actions. And you start experiencing God in a bigger and a beautiful way. So the Spirit confirms with the Word. And when you are obedient, it confirms with beautiful experiences of worship, with experiencing the Lord in spirit and in truth. And yeah, so that's my reality. It's not just having to fight over words or just talk about things I haven't seen and heard. You go through beautiful experiences of seeing and hearing, and then God making it real in your life. So it's glory to glory. And what is happening? You're beholding the glory of the Lord. You've come home now, and you're in the presence of your heavenly family. And now your heavenly family is letting you experience that which is predestined for you. And yeah, so it's walking in the footsteps of Jesus, growing in the wonderful experience of the love of God through his leading, through his wonderful name, and through his wonderful word. Amen.